You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vadrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our new podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while theatres are closed due to coronavirus. And honestly, I think this week might be my favourite one so far. I know I probably shouldn't have favourites, and really any theatre stuff at the moment has to be appreciated. But this is something special this week. In fact, it would have been last week's spotlight topic if it hadn't been Eurovision weekend and, you know, all that that entails. No, instead, I've saved it for tonight. So, without further ado, this week's Showtime Spotlight is falling on Ben Platt.
I may not be wise, and I won't save the day, but look in my eyes, and know I'll always stay, and I won't run away.
So if somehow the wonder that is Ben Platt has passed you by, a little bit of background. He is an American actor and singer who has appeared in numerous Broadway shows over the years, but really made a name for himself as the original Evan Hansen in the musical Dear Evan Hansen, for which he also won the Tony Award for Best Actor in 2017. So no mean feat by any means. He's also in the first two Pitch Perfect films, but I feel like Dear Evan Hansen is the thing that really made him a household name. Anyway, he released his debut studio album, Sing to Me Instead, in March last year, made up of songs that he'd written himself. So it was kind of the first time we'd seen him in the mainstream move away from more theatre stuff. And I have to say, that album is fab. It's that kind of pop meets soul vibe that I think people like Adele and Sam Smith do really well. So if that sounds like your sort of thing, then definitely check it out. But the reason I wanted to dedicate a Spotlight On episode to Ben Platt and to that particular album is that on Wednesday just gone, a special concert version of him performing the songs from that album premiered on Netflix. It was recorded last year in Radio City Music Hall in New York, which, just as an aside, is like the biggest venue for musical theatre nerds. So automatically, it's a huge deal to even perform there. And it was the last venue on Ben's Sing to Me Instead tour, and it was filmed for Netflix, and it got released just this week. And honestly, it is so, so good. Like, I think we know by now that Ben Platt is a good singer. You know, he's a Tony-winning musical theatre performer, that kind of goes without saying. But this concert shows him to be a good singer, like, next level. I mean, I can't put into words how magical his voice is. The riffs, the falsetto, the ease with which he does these amazing tricks while making them seem utterly effortless. The almost fragile element to his voice while maintaining this immense power. It's just so, so good. And the mix of songs that he's created for the album really do show him off at his best. Like, there's a nice mix of more up-tempo stuff, like Share Your Address, right to slower, deeply emotional numbers, like In Case You Don't Live Forever and Runaway, which I'm not ashamed to say, made me cry a few times. It's just, I don't know, I think the best way to sum it up is just an evening of celebrating music. Right? Like, you know when you watch a gig or a show or whatever, even like a sports game, and just recognise that there in front of you are the best people in the business, doing the thing that they do best, having a great time doing it, and kind of just making everyone else fall a little bit more in love with that thing as they do it. Does that make any sense? It made me realise all over again, A, why I love this kind of music, B, why I specifically love Ben Platt, but C, how music and theatre and performance just has this overwhelming ability to lift a crowd and to inspire joy, along with so many other emotions. And I think, particularly in the same week that certain theatres around the world have tried to work out plans to see if they can return and reopen with a lessened capacity, like 20% or whatever it is, I think this Ben Platt concert proves why that isn't ever going to work. Because not only would theatres and other venues be operating at a significant loss if they did open at 20% capacity, but the thing happening on stage is actually just one small part of the overall piece. I think we forget how important it is to have this shared experience with other people, and how a crowd of like-minded audience members who are watching and loving and experiencing this thing all together in that moment is such a special element of theatre, and is completely epitomised by this Ben Platt concert. Because even though I wasn't there and I was just sat on my bed at home watching it by myself, I could still feel the crowd's excitement. And when they all got up to dance, or when they started crying at a particularly emotional song, I did the same, because their joy and their emotions were just infectious. And that's what live theatre brings to people. So yeah, we are still currently in the middle of a global pandemic. And no, we can't go out to the theatre for the foreseeable future. But if, for just a moment, you want to recapture that feeling of being in the middle of an audience, watching a live performance unfold in front of your eyes, and just enjoying it for the sake of it being good, then I cannot recommend Ben Platt's Netflix special highly enough. I mean, he's already a phenomenal performer, but there was just something so special about the audience's reaction. And absolute credit to Alex Timbers and Sam Wrench for capturing that so effectively in their direction. So that's Ben Platt live from Radio City Music Hall, which is available on Netflix right now. And if you don't have Netflix, then the original album Sing To Me Instead can be accessed online through all your regular streaming sites. But honestly, if you didn't love Ben Platt already, then I think this will just prove exactly why he is adored by so many people across the world. And rightly so. He's a very good egg. And on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. I'll be back next Sunday at 6 for a new Spotlight On, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.